Nation. It's about life.
64 degrees on Friends Plaza, a mostly sunny day with a high of 78 coming. Maybe a little chance of a shower thunderstorm in your backyard. Late this afternoon or evening, Ed Kieser has details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Massive sandbagging efforts are still underway in towns and communities along the Mississippi River, even after a levee broke this morning near the very tiny town of Meyer in Adams County. Adrian Hill is following the flooding and followed this report from nearby Quincy.
A lot of Quincy is elevated out of the floodwaters range, but a park that's typically along the Mississippi is currently under it, and the river isn't expected to crest here until Thursday night. Jeff Steinkamp is a city engineer. He says the city's water treatment plant is pretty well barricaded, and right now, Quincy volunteers are filling sandbags for other parts of the region.
They're here to give to other people, okay? I mean, that's Quincy, okay? And it's my hometown, lived here my whole life, and that's just the way people are to help other people. And they don't know where these sandbags are going, they don't know who they're helping, but they know they're helping somebody.
Steinkamp estimates volunteers have filled nearly 750,000 sandbags. I'm Adrian Hill.
The city of Champaign, meanwhile, is getting involved in the flood emergency. Two firefighters and an information technology specialist have been deployed to the threatened town of Gladstone with a special communication trailer. Deputy Fire Chief Eric Mitchell says it's equipped so that all sorts of emergency responders can literally speak on the same frequency.
It has a cache of portable radios that we can give to responders to use. It has special equipment that if public safety agencies, say mutual aid agencies, come in and they're operating on different bands, we can actually link those radio systems together.
Champaign is one of the 9 trailers that run the Illinois Transportable Emergency Communication System. At least 2 are in western Illinois to help with flood relief. Another was sent to Lawrence County, where the Wabash River is now receding. Champaign City Manager says he should have a formal announcement today on a new fire chief. Steve Carter withheld comment until today on whether the city will hire its former chief for the job. Last week, Doug Forsman returned to Champaign from Colorado for interviews as the lone finalist. Forsman is also withholding comment. He served 12 years as fire chief until he left in 1992. Firefighters in Champaign, meanwhile, will get wage increases of more than 3% a year under a new 3-year contract approved by the city council last night. The first year's increase will come to firefighters in a lump sum because the first year of the contract is nearly over. The agreement begins retroactively from last summer. Vice President of the Firefighters Local, Chuck Sullivan, says negotiations went smoothly, even though they lasted 17 months.
To be honest, neither side anticipated it lasting this long, but we want to thank, again, the city for their patience and their attempts to understand our issues. And I want to assure the council that during those 17 months, there was nothing but professionalism and respect on both sides.
Firefighters ratified the contract 2 weeks ago. The U of I's Lincoln Hall is once again serving as the focal point for a long-running stalemate over a statewide capital construction plan. In May, a $34 billion plan died in the final moments of the General Assembly. House Speaker Michael Madigan said he didn't trust Governor Blagojevich to follow through with what the lawmakers approved. It included $55 million for Lincoln Hall. Yesterday, Representative Bill Black and other lawmakers from both parties stood in front of the deteriorating hall to call on Madigan to revive the so-called Illinois Works Capital Plan. Black defends it as necessary spending on roads, bridges, and higher education.
Call it pork if you will, but look at what's in here. There isn't any statue of Winnie the Pooh that's going to be erected somewhere to promote Illinois honey. This is nuts and bolts infrastructure that we cannot continue to let deteriorate anymore.
Representative Jay Hoffman of Collinsville, who served as Blagojevich's ally in the House, says there are safeguards in place to ensure the money will be spent as requested. Deere and Company is willing to bet a lot of money on the abilities of faculty and students at the University of Illinois. Yesterday, it announced it'll spend $1 million to open the new John Deere Technology Innovation Center in Champaign. Spokesman Ken Golden says Deere has done a lot of work with faculty and students around the country, but it's probably the first time the company will send employees to open a center on a campus. Golden says the center will focus on research and advanced electronics, sensors, and control systems for Deere equipment.
They're technology-driven machines and a lot of electronics. And so this kind of work, this kind of effort in looking at how those electronics can be applied for our customers is really important to John Deere, and we think the University of Illinois benefits as well.
The new John Deere Technology Innovation Center will open in July at the University Research Park on First Street. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Well, joining us now for another in-depth look at weather is our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. And good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
And we have some dry weather continuing today. I noticed that this is Roger Ebert's birthday, by the way.
Well, happy birthday to Roger Ebert.
66.
I hope that he is, his health is improving and he's feeling good.
I hope so, too. The last, of course, he couldn't be here for Ebert Fest because of a hip injury he sustained while at the rehabilitation center down in Florida for some physical rehabilitation. But, yeah, we do hope he's doing better and continuing on the mend.